This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. You're invited, as always, to take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever you want to discuss. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We were talking about Corey Feldman. He's back. And, you know, we don't do a whole lot of pop culture here on Free Talk Live, but every now and then there's like some sort of pop culture phenomenon that just can't be ignored.
And I've just been obsessed. And, you know, I think there's something to be learned from this from a greater perspective about how you deal with internet trolls and bullies online and all this stuff. Now, Corey Feldman screwed it up at first. Are we gonna? Can we actually hear the song?
Yes. This is Corey Feldman's Go For It. Go with the number four. It's featuring Snoop Dogg, apparently.
All she gotta do is twerk. Hit the club. Selling.
He's got some moves, man. I mean, he definitely...
And, you know, a lot of people are saying, like, it's embarrassing or whatever he's doing. But you know what? He's putting himself out there.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a lot of vulnerability to be said about, you know, doing moves like that.
Right. Not just... I mean, there's vulnerability just putting yourself out there in any way. He's putting himself out there as a singer and a dancer.
Yep.
And so he's going to get twice the raft of S that anybody else would.
And you know what? The song's got a positive message. Just go for it. You know, don't be afraid about being judged.
He did. Now, you haven't seen this yet, right, Jackson?
I have, yes.
You have seen this? Okay.
And he's got to be like, what, 50?
Good question. He still looks like, you know.
IMDb it. I mean, he's got to be up there. Now, if we play this much of a song, is this going to get us flagged on YouTube?
Ah, it's a good question.
Well, I already tested it last night, and the answer is no.
Okay. Born 1971, not 50.
Close, though.
Wait. Yeah, I guess he's getting he looks very Michael Jackson-esque in this. I mean, that move right there with a, like, he's holding on to his hat, throwing his hand out behind him. I mean, looks very Michael Jackson.
The torch has been passed.
I don't know if I go that far.
They did say twerk.
Yep.
If they're in a club, he's got, I guess for those of you who are not seeing the video, he's got a bunch of angelic-looking girls in lingerie.
He has a lot of beautiful girls around him.
They are playing various instruments, doing various different physical feats. And he performed this live as well. Now, I mean, it's definitely produced. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Every video, every song has a level of production quality to it that you're never gonna reach in a live venue. And so I actually saw him perform this live first. That was what was trending on Facebook a few nights ago. And then I didn't even know there was a music video until you mentioned it last night on your show, Off the Air Live, which you were doing a special edition on a Monday night. And so I haven't really had a chance to look closely at the video, but it looks much more produced than the live shot. And so the fact, you were talking about putting himself out there. Not only was he willing to put himself out there in a produced format where you can really kind of cut corners and, you know, you don't have to sound that great.
Yeah, you've got auto-tune.
You can auto-tune. I think they did do some auto-tuning in there.
I'm sure they did.
But if you're willing to do something like this live and also dance. Now, I don't know if he was lip-syncing or not, but it's not uncommon for someone who's dancing live to lip-sync because it can be hard.
It sounded to me like he wasn't lip-syncing.
I don't think he was.
Vocals were not as perfect as they could have
been.
A lot of times what they'll do is they'll...
And he would turn away from the mic at points, and you could hear that as well.
So a lot of the times, a lot of the big singers, they'll mix the tracks.
They'll have the backing track.
They'll have the back track, but they'll have some level of the live audio. It sounded to me like they were doing the entire thing live.
I think they were, and I only watched it one time, and you have watched it several.
I'm obsessed, yeah.
There's a very embarrassing article that's been out for a couple of years now on Vice.com. Okay. I don't know if you guys ever saw it. I mean, this was from a couple of years ago. I read this thing, and I read this entire article because it was fascinating, and I would recommend it. It's I went to Corey Feldman's birthday party.
Okay.
And...
Who's it embarrassing for?
Corey Feldman.
Are you not Team Feldman Johnson?
Well, I read this article and I would say probably not.
Now, what about it? I mean, what was it?
I'm wondering. He used to be like a cocaine addict at one point, right? Is that still like an issue for him?
I don't know if it's still an issue, but it was an issue at the time. This already happened.
So this was like in the 80s or something, or like when was this birthday party?
This article was published in 2013, so I think it's probably around then.
Okay. It wasn't clear as to what you were saying as far as when the time frame of the birthday party was.
Yep. I mean, should I read this?
If you want. I mean, I'm curious to know why
it's so embarrassing. If we're talking about Corey Feldman, I could get into it. So it says, disclaimer, I was only allowed to attend Corey's birthday party under the condition that he have final edit of whatever I write below is text approved by Corey Feldman. You probably know Corey Feldman from classic movies like Lost Boys, Stand By Me, and The Goonies, but for the last year or so, he's been working on a new project, 360-degree interactive experience called Corey's Angels. Corey's Angels are essentially Corey's version of the Playboy Playmates, a gang of hand-picked babes who constantly surround him.
They're in this video.
Yep. Only instead of chilling at the Playboy Mansion, they gather with Corey in his house, which he dubbed the Feld Mansion. Here's how his website describes the venture.
Is this his version of Neverland Ranch?
Yeah, Corey, for the first time in his adult life, is currently single. Corey is also, being an actor-musician, has the good fortune of traveling all over the world, where he has the opportunity to meet gorgeous and beautiful women of all races and types of ethnicity. Now, for the first time, he is merging all of those worlds together by creating Corey's Angels. Lucky for us, Corey is going to be throwing several parties a year that pleads like you and I will be able to attend for just $250. Ron Jeremy, Tom Green, Woody Harrelson, and Chris Kirkpatrick have all previously been spotted at Corey's parties. When I found out that the hottest names in Hollywood were going to be living it up at a mansion with some of the hottest bees on the planet, I knew that I had to see that S with my own two eyes. I feel I should mention that the parties are only $250 to attend if you're a guy. Chicks get to go for free as long as they are pre-approved by Corey.
I see. Okay.
That's a little messed up.
And are willing to wear lingerie for the duration. Which may sound unfair if you're a dude, but can you fault a brother for doing everything possible to stop his shindig from boiling over into a full-blown sausage party? Don't act like you wouldn't do the same thing if you had the option. Also, he's Corey effing Feldman. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, why not?
If you're feeling like a super VIP experience, there are extras you can splash out for, too. For instance, for $500, Corey will get you an hour in Corey's private hot tub with security and a bottle service. $2,500 will get you a private poolside cabana with private angel service. Like the one
above. Gonna save up.
Anyway, I read.
Is he pimping?
Yeah.
Is that pimping right there?
Sort of sounds like it.
Read the private angel thing again. $2,500 for what?
For private angel service, like the one pictured above. It's just girls that are dressed like angels that are in very skimpy.
Private.
Outfits. Yeah, I don't know.
Suggests that it will not be happening in the vision of the other party goers.
Correct.
Interesting.
I don't know exactly. Anyway, I arrived at the party around 10:30 p.m. and it was already in full swing. Corey's house was just as sick as you'd expect it to be. It was the kind of bachelor pad you
hold on, hold on. I'll continue here in moments here. This is, you know, talking about Corey Feldman. He was an 80s teen heartthrob or whatever you want to call him in all kinds of really popular 80s movies. And now he seems to be the comeback kid here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. He's got a new single out, nearly 700,000 views already. Oh, wait, no, wrong video. I don't know how many views.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone. And with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C Universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Cody.
And Johnson.
Cody, you're obsessed.
I am.
Obsessed with
I am because
Corey.
I wanted to make this point about, you know, how do you deal, if you're in the public eye, how do you deal with the haters and the trolls? Now, so he did it wrong at first, right? So a lot of people were making fun of his Live Today show performance. So he went on Facebook Live, did a video, got all emotional, and said, like, well, you know, I've got feelings, too, and I put a lot of work into this, and blah, blah, blah. And then everyone continued to make fun of him further for that. But then later on, he came out with a statement saying, basically, the haters made me famous. I'm paraphrasing, but that's sort of what he said. And this is something you can learn from. You know, if you're in the public eye and you have your feelings hurt by people on the Internet with, you know, YouTube comments or whatever, if you want to be sad, be sad alone in your room and never tell anybody. And then when you get back behind a camera or a microphone, pretend like nothing ever happened. Just, you know, just it doesn't even matter. That is the best way.
Roll you will off look, your back like, you know, water on a duck's back.
Exactly.
Right?
So should I go on with this story here?
Johnson, you're sharing with us a story from Vice, written by one of their columnists who attended a party at Corey Feldman's house.
Female columnist, I should add.
Okay, I missed that detail. So did she have to wear lingerie?
Yeah, I'm sure she did.
So, yeah, every woman attending Corey's parties has to wear lingerie. He's got a group of girls called Corey's Angels, is
yes,
that right?
That's correct.
And they are all like, you know, basically his, I don't know if harem's the right word.
Yeah.
These wayward souls that he's collecting. I don't know what he's doing. Like,
you know, they live in his house, presumably, or they're allowed over there quite a bit.
Right.
And they will service you in some way. For $2,500, you'll get private service with one of the angels. There's also a
hot tub. It actually looked to be several.
What's that?
It actually looked to be several.
For $2,500, you get more than one?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, man, if only I was Bitcoin rich 3 years ago.
And then there's also a hot tub option as well. So apparently you can pay as a man to go and party at Corey's mansion. What did he call it? Feld
Mansion, I think.
Feld Mansion.
Feld Mansion.
So you can pay $250 to go and party with Corey and his angels. You can pay more for the hot tub. You can pay way more for whatever this private service is. And that's where we pick, kind of, I think, somewhere around where we left off in your story, Johnson.
Yep. So it says here, Corey's house is just as sick as you'd expect it to be. It was the kind of bachelor pad you own in your dreams, if your dreams weren't totally lame. Dude has a pool table and a Street Fighter II machine right in his effing living room.
What's lame about that?
And, no, if your dreams weren't totally lame. Is what she said.
Okay,
she said,
gotcha.
You know,
she's suggesting your dreams are lame in comparison to
what
Corey's.
He actually has.
Okay.
She says, oh, yeah, did I mention he has an effing massage chair? Corey's free for...
It sounds like you're getting your money's worth at $250, but...
I wonder if he was in that MTV Cribs show ever.
I don't know.
Good question.
Corey's free for hot girls, $250 for dudes policy was working pretty well. Babes were literally everywhere.
Wow.
They weren't just hot, though. The dude is like a magnet for interesting people. Like
really?
This chick, I asked her what she did, and she was like, well, mainly I'm a model, an actress, a skydiver, and a casting agent, a surfer, a music producer, and a philanthropist, but I also do other stuff. What do your friends do? Work in an effing office or some stuff? I bet your parties rule. Not. This is Corey introducing the first of the evening's many surprises. Canadian celebrity DJ, founding members of Corey's Angels, DJ Courtney. And the whole of the evening was being filmed for the pilot of an online reality show that Corey is making about his life with the Corey's Angels, which I, for one, am psyched to see. And
wow.
This particular party was in honor of Corey's birthday. A gaggle of angels brought out a cake for Corey at midnight. And, of course, their birthday boy got a three-way birthday kiss. Then another...
hard life for Corey Feldman.
Yeah. Another special guest DJ came down. This guy just happens to be a member of the little band called the Black Eyed Peas.
I've heard of them.
Yeah. This is him dropping F.U. by CeeLo, I believe. This is approximately when things started to get rowdy. and also approximately when I was approached by a former Playboy playmate and porn star friend of hers who asked me, want to play a game called Playmate versus Porn Star?
Sounds like fun.
Oh, I guess this was a male. This was a male writer, I guess. We both blow you, and then you tell us which one did a better job.
Oh, my.
Yeah, oh, my.
Sounds like a party.
But that's a story I'll say for another time. It seemed like the party was dying down, but Corey had one more surprise up his sleeve, a Brazilian carnival dancer. Like I said before, dude knows how to throw a party.
Sounds like it.
And then sometime around 2:30 a.m., the party was over. As we were leaving, a procession of babes was making their way up the grand staircase to Corey's bedroom. You guys headed upstairs to sleep? He asked one of the party guests. Ha! Sleeping is probably the last thing we'll be doing tonight, came the reply. Happy birthday, man.
So wait, this was Corey going up the stairs or a party guest going up the stairs? I missed that.
A procession of babes were making their way up the grand staircase to Corey's bedroom. Mm-hmm. Just a procession of babes. I don't know.
Gotcha. But,
so that's, you know, one story. There was another story that I was thinking of that I thought this was it.
Okay, because I was going to say, you said this was embarrassing, and I'm like, I don't know, man.
It sounds like a pretty good time.
Sounds like
yeah.
A lot of guys would really envy what Corey's got going on there. And he's a star. I mean, he's still got star power today, even though he's not been really, that I can think of, in any meaningful movie roles within the last decade. But he's still, because of who he was in the 80s, he's still holding on to some level of that star power. And the fact is, people are willing to pay to hang out with celebrities. So yeah. You can't fault the guy for saying, hey, I'm actually opening my home to total strangers, and you can come in if you're a guy for $250. If you're a hot chick, I'll let you in for free, but you got to get pre-approved. I mean, I don't see what's embarrassing about that.
So I think that that article was either an edited article or something like that.
Well, he said it was approved by Corey.
There's another one, yeah, and there's another one by the same author that says, sad news, Corey Feldman will no longer be throwing parties because of me. A couple years ago, I wrote an article about a depressing birthday party Corey Feldman threw for himself. See, and that didn't sound depressing when the article that we just heard.
Earlier this month,
after almost 2 years, Corey announced in a press release that he will no longer be throwing parties as a result of the damage I caused his brand. The party I wrote about that took place in 2013 in a rented McMansion in Sherman Oaks that Corey was allegedly not paying rent on. It cost $250 to get into if you're a guy, but free for a woman to attend as long as they first emailed photos of themselves in their underwear to Corey for approval and were willing to wear lingerie for the duration of the party. In attendance were Corey's angels, a group of women, the 300. I'm skip past those.
Dotted around, recap here.
Dotted around Corey's sparsely furnished house were wonkily framed posters for the movies he started in his glory days. They were in the cheapest frames imaginable, the kind you get by selecting add a frame to this order for $4.99 option when buying a poster on Amazon. They created a perfect representation of where Corey was at in his life. The party was unsurprisingly bleak. This is such a different description from the same writer of the same
interesting.
Party.
Must not I'd have promised, been approved.
I'd promised Corey a final edit on my cover, so I did a write-up so positive that nobody but Corey could fail to realize I was joking.
Oh, man.
Corey signed off on the text, calling it a great article. Once he realized that people were laughing at him, he got very mad at me and started attempting to ruin my reputation online. So this is the more interesting version.
All right, we'll get into it. He's dealt with people laughing at him on more than one occasion, apparently.
Well, of course. He's a superstar. There's always going to be haters. And maybe this article writer is one of them. I don't know. The toll-free number. So what is the truth about Corey's parties? 855-450-FREE.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Corey Feldman is back in the news because, well, he's got a record, apparently. He's got a new track out that he claims to he's been working on for the past decade, this album.
What's Long it
called?
Time.
Cody, do you remember what the album's called? Well, anyway, doesn't really matter.
It's something about the Angels.
Yeah, he's got this Corey's Angels organization, yeah, which is kind of weird, and we'll talk about that here in a little bit, because it's, you know, very interesting. I mean, the guy is, he's interesting, right? Like, he's a child star who's, like, managed to come back on the stage. That's a hard thing to pull off. A lot of times, you know, child stars, they sort of just, they have their one or two hit movies, and then they disappear. We'll get back into that here. But in late February, there's going to be an event in Mexico. Now, I don't know if Corey Feldman's going to be attending, but it's February 25th through the 28th at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo in Acapulco, Mexico. And it's going to be called Anarchapulco. It's the third annual Anarchapulco. It's going to feature great speakers like Larkin Rose, Jeffrey Tucker, Adam Kokesh, Milo Yiannopoulos, Jeff Berwick, Roger Ver, Luke Radowski, Josie Wells, our very own Derek J. Freeman, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, Tone Vase, and many more. It's going to be the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists. And Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. And we'll see you there, hopefully. It's going to be held in Acapulco, where they're going to be bringing together hundreds of principled anarchists to share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and central banks. Now, there's going to have a lot of speakers covering various topics, including entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. It's February 25th through the 28th. Early bird tickets are available now, so head over to anarchapulco.com to get yours. And again, that's anarchapulco.com for your early bird tickets.
That's cool. Luke Radowski is going to be there.
Yep.
I just recently shared a video from We Are Change on from their YouTube page about consciousness, because apparently he was at Burning Man, which we talked about recently.
Yeah, he made some cool videos there.
Talked with some guy that Johnson tried to ruin for me. I have not checked out what you posted on the thing.
I wasn't trying to ruin him for you. Just,
he's part of the, I think
the
it's the Resonance Institute.
Whatever.
Which is really cool that, you know, scientists are coming in and, like, bringing science to all the hippy-dippy stuff.
They really aren't.
Okay, so what you guys are talking about.
He's like a complete amateur and, like, not recognized by anyone else in the scientific community. But so let's talk about Corey Haim, or Corey Feldman.
Well, we can get back into that, but what you're referencing is, Cody, you're talking about how some people from the scientific community have seemed to have crossed over into, like, the New Age spiritual community.
Sure.
And I told you Johnson was going to, we had talked about, you know, this off the air, and I told you Johnson was going to try to pick apart every single one of these people, and it sounds like that's what he
did. All I did was one link, Rational Wiki, to this guy just explaining who he is.
So-called rationalists, these so-called rationalists want to be stuck in the Newtonian model of physics for the rest of forever.
Okay.
And anytime any kind of new science comes out, it's just like, hogwash. It's nothing. But I'm telling you, there's going, you know, yeah, sure, it's like kind of out there science now because it's new.
Science is,
but
know,
there will be, there will come a day where science will figure out every little minutia about the universe, and no, there will be
an
equation. There will be an equation for whatever God is.
It's pretty much, you're just explaining there, like, I don't know what science is what you just said in that last sentence. Like, I have no idea what science actually is what you just said, basically.
I agree with the scientific method and what the scientific method
is. The scientific method essentially said, basically you are able, you will never know everything.
Once you are, okay, yeah, yeah, and you don't get stuck on one opinion. When some new information comes out, you don't hold on to the old stuff.
Right.
With your ego, like, oh, but no, this is what I believe in.
Well, science is a method of challenging long-held beliefs. Science is a way of explaining the world the best we possibly can with the knowledge that we have. But I see where you're coming from, Cody, in that you feel like over time science is going to validate certain visions that people have of religion.
Yes.
And you know, I see that happening too. But then again, I'm not a, you know, total atheist skeptic like Johnson is. So it's understandable why Johnson sees things the way he does, which is fun. It's a whole other conversation, though. We were talking about Corey Feldman.
The difference is that I'm open-minded. That's the difference
I am
between
too.
Myself and you guys, is that I'm actually open-minded. But I'm not open-minded in such a way where it's like, you know, a lampshade starts moving and I'm like, oh, that's a ghost. Like, I'm open-minded to the possibility of, like...
Well, that's condescending, okay? I mean, that's not what hallucinations are. You know, I'm tired of having this conversation, okay? Nothing that I preach has been something that I haven't directly experienced in my life.
Well, somebody who's a scientist...
People have this wrong idea that they put into the media that when you take psychedelics, you're seeing unicorns jump around and breathing fireballs or whatever they're doing.
I don't think that's what he was saying. I think what Johnson was saying was, if you see something, you should not come to a conclusion about it. You have to come up with a hypothesis and test it and see if you can duplicate it and, you know, apply the scientific method to that situation. So rather, you know, if you see something move and you don't have an explanation for it, it is not scientific to just come up with an explanation based on your feelings. You can come up with a theory and then start testing for that theory and see if you can back it up and,
right.
and duplicate the experience.
Exactly.
So anyway, let's get back into Corey Feldman. We can talk about theology and religion and science and all that, too.
Yeah,
well,
I definitely want to do that,
too. You're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And then, Johnson, I know you wanted to talk about black currants, which is a type of berry that's apparently illegal.
I'm going to skip that. I got a better topic, and we'll keep us where we're at.
Okay, fine.
A different piece of prep that I also brought in that I didn't tell you about.
You had
specifically.
All right, fair enough. Well,
there was one I kept from you.
Right, you'll have to wait on the black currants then. We'll do that another time.
Yeah, we'll do that another time.
So you're talking about Corey Feldman. He's back in the news. He's making headlines because he's out there. He's right. performing music, and apparently it's not his first time. Cody, you showed me a video on YouTube of Corey Feldman performing way back in the early 1990s on the Howard Stern Show.
92, yeah.
And he was born in 71, so he'd have been just over 20 years old at that point. And he had the moves back then, too. So, like, we were talking about how he's, in my opinion, and now look, I'm not a dance expert, but I can tell, like, he's put some practice into this. He's doing some, you know, classic Michael Jackson moves. He's got his own moves as well. He kind of had some MC Hammer-like moves in the video we watched from the early 90s.
Yeah.
Renee was making fun of him because, you know, she claims to know something about dancing, but I thought it looked good. I thought he looked like he was...
Oh, because it's not rave dancing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, okay, so...
And now you're sharing with us, Johnson, a story about... These parties he was throwing a couple years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, in a mansion that he was renting,
right?
That he allegedly wasn't paying the rent on, apparently. Yeah. He was charging $250 per person for males to get into the party. Hot girls were allowed. If they sent him a lingerie photo in advance, he would approve them. They could come in for free. And the first story we read from Vice was like this glowing review of the party, how awesome it was.
But it was over the top glowing.
But had to be approved by Corey Feldman.
It was.
This one. So over the top, it was meant to be mocking of him, and he didn't get it. Apparently, we didn't get it.
I thought it was legit. Yeah. I mean, I didn't know. But now the same author, 2 years later, is writing about how Corey's now stopped his parties, and he's blaming the Vice author.
Right. And trying to apparently ruin his reputation online. There's a link there, but I'm not going to go ahead and get into that. It says, despite this, Corey continued to do the parties, and judging from the write-up of one of those parties a coworker of mine did on this site, the following year, they continued exactly as depressing as the one I'd attended. Corey and his angels seem to be having a bit of a rough time again lately. In July, a baseball team publicly apologized for the quality of a performance by a band made up of Corey and his angels during one of their games.
Oh, wow.
Then last month, he and three of his angels appeared on an episode of Celebrity Wife Swap, in which he swapped Courtney, his main angel, with the fiancé of the comedian Tommy Davidson. In the episode, Corey described exactly what the angels' company... Corey's Angels Company is. He explained that it began as he realized that he had helped a lot of women in their careers but hadn't gotten anything in return. So he said, they went off to be successful, and I did. What did I get out of it? Not much. That's why I developed my company, he said, to ensure that he would never again have to do a selfless thing.
We'll talk about that here in moments, and we have more information about who the Corey's Angels are, what is the deal they have with him. There's some possible information about that, and you can share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. We're talking about, of all things, Corey Feldman. Yes, the popular 80s can call him a child star, I guess.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I mean, Teen star,
heartthrob,
very popular. I mean, he must have been on the cover of all the teen girl magazines way back in the day. He was very popular back in the day, and he's still kind of got it going on today. Although Vice magazine disagrees, they've got a series of stories about his parties that he was throwing at his house up until about a year ago, apparently, where you could come in there for $250 as a man. If you were a hot woman, you could attend for free, but you had to send a picture of yourself in lingerie to Corey for pre-approval.
Yeah.
And so we're talking about that. You're also welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE. Now, if you like Free Talk Live, you can support us for a lot less than $250. You can do $5 a month with the AMP program. And, yes, we don't always talk about liberty. Sometimes you can talk about fun stuff as well. And it's a show that allows you to call in and bring up anything you want. So if you appreciate the work we're doing, please go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up there. Any major credit card through PayPal, you can use Visa or MasterCard, as well as Bitcoin right there on the site. Over at amp.freetalklive.com. All right, let's pick up the story here. Vice Magazine. This is the same author who wrote a glowing piece about Corey's parties.
Glowing piece.
Was approved. Right. That Corey said, you can attend my party, but you have to let me approve your article.
Right.
So now he's writing a follow-up piece.
Right. So to ensure he would never again have to do a selfless thing, Corey launched Corey's Angels, a management, production, and development business aimed at young, beautiful women who want to break into the entertainment industry. He explained that when women agree to sign with Corey's Angels, they have to move into his house with him and sign a contract agreeing to live by a set of strict rules.
Wow.
No alcohol, no male visitors, mandatory exercise, dress codes, mostly lingerie, strict dietary regulations, Corey's main girlfriend eats nothing but fruit, mandatory housework, and the vague and ominous angels must be coachable and teachable.
Wow.
It is a living situation that arguably ticks off more than one item on the National Human Trafficking Resource Center's Guide to Recognizing a Victim of Human Trafficking. The rest...
Well, I mean, it's not human trafficking because it's voluntary. I mean, if they want to go and live with Corey and follow his rules, then that's certainly their freedom to make that choice.
Yeah. The rest of the episode featured Corey being Corey. In one scene, he told off his new wife for wearing jeans. Lingerie is always good. In another, he got annoyed because she told two of his angels that they should go to college. Right now, they're in a college, and the college is called Corey's Angels. He also critiqued her body. If you cut out meat, it's going to give you the body you never even thought possible after having kids. People, and that's in quotes.
Wow.
People on Twitter predictably reacted to the episode negatively. Corey tweeted a few times defending himself, claiming that the producers of the show had used trick editing to make him look bad. But Corey is, by his own admission, a man who lives with a gaggle of women who have signed contracts promising to be subservient to him in the hopes that it might make them famous. There is not an editor alive who could take that material and make Corey look good. The recent piling on of public scorn may go some way to explaining why, 2 years after I wrote about one of his parties, Corey has decided to send out a press release announcing their cancellation. The author of the press release isn't specified, but as it refers to Corey as both one of the world's favorite actors and musicians and loved by all, one has to assume Corey was involved somehow.
Yeah.
In this release, the writer explains that Corey is eliminating the party planning portion of the Corey's Angels company as my coverage of his 2013 party caused such damage to his brand that the parties became lackluster. It should be noted that this time Corey's Angels are described as being known for creating an environment where women who have endured abuse and torture throughout their lives could live in an atmosphere free of judgment and criticism while feeling appreciated and beautiful. The full press release is below.
And he does have a video on his YouTube channel, which is called Corey Feldman, that was posted in August of last year. It's titled Corey's Angels Presents Corey Feldman Birthday Bash. And the first line in the description is, "This is what a true Corey's Angels Corey Feldman birthday party used to look like." So it's pretty clear that he's, you know, he feels like he's got something to prove, right? Like Vice.com went after his parties, so he puts up this video showing that, you know, this is what I had. This is, you know, the apex, the penultimate example of his parties. And it's a bunch of, you know, it's a bunch of jump cuts and whip pans of what appear to be a fairly large number of people occupying this this house. So maybe, maybe he's right. Maybe the Vice write-up did hurt him a little bit there.
Who knows? There's another Vice. There was another Vice write-up too, by somebody else who, you know, talked about the depressing birthday party or whatever.
So anyway, here I've got another related story. Corey Feldman. This one pretty fresh from Inquisitor.com. Victoria Miller writing that Corey Feldman has made headlines for his unusual musical performance on the Today Show last week. And now people want to know more about his backup performers known as Corey's Angels. Feldman and a troupe of scantily clad women wearing halos and angel wings performed the song Go For It on the NBC Morning Show, and the former child star even incorporated some Michael Jackson dance moves into the live performance. He was promoting his new concept album Angelic to the Core, along in the works manifesto dedicated to his late best friend forever, Michael Jackson and Corey Haim. While Feldman's look was compared to Jackson's, his quartet of women looked more like the angels from Victoria's Secret. According to Page Six, Corey Feldman said his angels organization is for, quote, lost girls, unquote, on a mission to better themselves.
Right, so he's got like a charity, right? I think he mentioned that at the Today Show.
That's what he was talking about at the beginning of the Today Show.
Yeah, Corey's Lost Girls, whatever this is.
It's Corey's Angels.
Okay, I would like to know more about that, whatever that is.
That's what I'm about to tell you about.
Okay, cool.
He says, quote, "Angels probably saved me once or twice in my life, and I like helping them as well. That's why I created Corey's Angels, as a way to help girls who were, like, lost and needed to find their way to get their opportunities, their dreams, and make them realities." Corey Feldman has one top mangel. As of this writing, her name is Courtney Ann. And that was interesting, Johnson, because the story you were reading from Vice was a year ago. It was also right. A girl named Courtney. So it sounds like that she's still there. But, you know, you have to wonder what the turnover rate is of the Corey's Angels. How long after they sign on, because there is a contract, do they leave? You know, eventually realizing, I've been in Corey's Angels now for 2 years and I haven't gotten a new movie gig haven't gotten a singing agreement or whatever it is that there's, you know, whatever sort of fame it is.
It depends on how, you know, submissive and wayward they are, I suppose. Right.
Feldman's Courtney Ann is, the group must sign a contract promising to obey the house rules in the Feld Mansion. Some of the rules Corey's Angels must follow include the strict vegetarian diet, mandatory exercise, and no male visitors on the property. Page 6 added that other rules for the Angels include willingness to be open to change and learn and understanding that nudity is beauty. Unfortunately for Corey, and his Angels, the Today Show gig backfired in a big way. Viewer backlash was fierce, and the 5-minute gig was mocked incessantly on social media. People revealed that Feldman said he's since been unable to get out of bed since the ill-fated performance went viral last week. In a since-deleted Facebook Live post, Feldman and Courtney Ann said the aftermath of the performance had been really painful and that Corey has never had such mean things said about him.
He has a very, a large ego, but a very fragile ego, apparently. Mm.
Feldman broke down in tears as he addressed his fans, saying that he and his Angels, quote, tried really hard, unquote, to give fans the best show they could. He said, quote, these things that are said about us are awful, unquote. And I believe he's right. I mean, without ever having to actually have read the terrible comments, he's probably absolutely right. YouTube commenters, Facebook commenters, anonymous commenters on the internet are the worst people in the world. I mean, they are horrible, horrible people. Now, look, is Corey a perfect person? Of course not. Is he trying his best to enjoy his, you know, nearing the age of 50, now single apparently for the first time in his life, according to another story? Is he trying to enjoy that in the way he knows how best? It seems like it. And who can fault him for that? I say right on for, you know, he's seeking his dreams and he believes he's helping these girls. Whether he's actually helping them or not,
that's
is another question. I think we'd have to talk to them and I don't know if he allows them to do interviews.
I found another article, but I think we kind of beat this to death at this point. And it's unfortunate because the article I found is actually, I wouldn't even want to try and navigate reading it on the air because it's so explicit.
So I'll share that with you guys.
It's about what happened at one of the birthday parties, just some things that were going on.
Oh, God.
And this one is written by a woman. And I don't know if it's the one I read so many years ago, but it's very interesting.
Maybe it can be something for listeners to look up on their own.
You can post it if you want. Well, I guess you could send it to me, and I can post it on the Facebook page or something like that. He says, quote, it was a song, okay? It wasn't that weird. I'm sorry if it's not good enough for you, but you don't have to beat us up. I just want to say that, like, why is it okay to publicly shame us? We deserve love, and we deserve, like, normal life. It's not okay. It's not acceptable to call us freaks, weirdos, losers, whatever. 855-450-FREE. You can join us. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.